Bring in the oceanic rain, and we need to be conscious it's not about delivering rain on land, it's about nurturing a rain system that can promote agriculture and protect the people involved. So in all cases we want to make sure we don't get flooding, but we can deliver timely rain in a gentle soaking manner into agricultural targets. Technology relies on a signal that we're able to generate that triggers a response from atmospheric patterns. So we're able to observe this using satellite meteorology, extensively available now to everyone who's got access to broadband internet. But we're able to utilize that signal sent in sequence to generate an incremental deviation in the flow path of these oceanic atmospheric rivers. So the source is the ocean. Of course, the vapor, precipitable moisture flow is in the atmosphere. The winds drive this with the pressure systems adjusting the path of least resistance. But our technology is able to interface that and hack into it, if you like, and make some micro adjustments to allow deviations to occur in the flow pathways. And this is how we broke the drought in Australia in 2005. This is how we put out the fires of Victoria from Black Saturday in 2009. This is how we delivered rain in the desert in Saudi Arabia in 2007 and snow for the first time in history in 2004 in United Arab Emirates. There's been other projects above the radar and some under the radar, but today for the first time we're putting our hand up in front of the media to say this is available. We're going to run this project here to break the drought in the Horn of Africa. We're meeting with Cabinet, Federal Cabinet for Kenya and the Prime Minister and other parties and authorities in the region. We've met extensively with United Nations teams and agencies, and we're planning to do this in the most careful manner. Firstly, to bring some gentle rain in to give food for the food for the cattle and the livestock, so milk can be produced, so the human survivability can go up. Once that survivability has gone up, then we can look at more substantial rains that can be suitable for crop.
What is this technology?
Essentially, we're drawing oceanic rain systems that exist over the oceans into geographic targets, into our agricultural areas. The technology uses electromagnetics, so we're not interfering with the atmosphere or with the environment. We're not damaging it. We're not using chemicals fired through rockets like other technologies use. We use a very gentle but powerful technology launching electromagnetics into the atmosphere to modify the flow of the weather system over the ocean and drawing it into a target. So
they park out in the oceans and they use the ocean water, as you heard him testify, using the ocean's water to create the water vapors, and then use the barium and the aluminum particles to steer the weather and create the rain if they want, or the drought if they want. This is all part of the Bill Gates from hell funding to spray us like bugs, to control the weather and manipulate at will for their agenda. Can you remain silent while all this is happening? The Silver Lining Project and how it operates off the West Coast back in 2017.
3 to 5 inches, guys, in such a short period of time, there is going to be more flooding and much more damage.
As always, the simple and logical question is, how can this be? How can so much rain fall in such a short amount of time? Longtime Weather War 101 viewers already know the answer to that question, and it isn't an atmospheric river stretching from Hawaii.
Meantime, out west, stretching all the way from Hawaii into the West Coast, we've got this Pineapple Express. We are watching this round of powerful new storms making their way into California with even more heavy rains and high winds.
Why are meteorologists okay with repeatedly saying this water vapor is streaming from the island of Hawaii with no natural explanation for why that would be? Why would the island of Hawaii be providing this water vapor instead of the whole of the Pacific Ocean? Here's one very tangible reason for why that would be. a massive geothermal power plant with huge banks of fans capable of blowing tremendous amounts of water vapor into the air. This plant is conveniently located precisely at the beginning of the so-called atmospheric river. The Hawaiian Puna geothermal plant is exactly like the Californian geothermal plants like Casa Diablo that fuel the water vapor mass when it reaches the coast. Why can't meteorologists see with their own eyes that the so-called atmospheric river abruptly originates from the island of Hawaii but is fueled by other equally inexplicable sudden streams of water vapor? Why can't meteorologists see that when this artificially created water vapor stream reaches the coast of California, bursts of water vapor erupt from all over the state to complete the storm system and create the otherwise inexplicable deluge California is currently experiencing? For years, WeatherWar 101 has explained why geoengineers have such difficulty getting it to rain in California. This system depends on sequential water vapor generation from one state to the next, adding to storm systems until saturation point is reached. California, being at the beginning of this nationwide cycle, has no states before it to bring storm systems to saturation. Since there are far fewer water vapor generators in the Pacific than there are on land, sufficient water vapor to tip saturation point rarely reaches California. However, recent evident increases of the number of water vapor generators in the Pacific have produced enough water vapor concentration on several instances for the on-land water vapor generators to push them past saturation. This is the verifiable sequence of events that produces these rare rainstorms in California, and it is the verifiable sequence of the current storm as well. Here we see streams of water vapor burst from nowhere as if from a fire hose. In fact, in the perpetual effort to numb the public to reality, fire hose is quite often exactly how they refer to it. Here we see more streams. Here we see even more streams. These streams are intended to combine and bring near saturation water vapor mass to California, where it can be tipped to force rain. These streams are clearly not the result of slow evaporation from the sun. Clearly, this rapid water vapor generation comes from fixed sources in the Pacific Ocean. The most definitive way to show deliberate intent is to show the on-land water vapor generation streams that are intended to push the incoming water vapor past saturation point. Observing this proves the coordination and deliberate intent to make it rain, and once you understand the process, you can witness it with any storm on the planet. Here we see streams of water vapor generation in advance of the incoming water vapor mass. once again. In 2017, this is the only way storm systems happen, and it's the reason that when it does rain, it comes down in deluge. While the social media bot networks misdirect and shift focus to Governor Jerry Brown failing to upgrade the emergency spillway, the real question people need to be asking is, where did all of this water suddenly come from after 4 years of severe drought? No rational person would blame the governor for not upgrading an emergency spillway during extreme drought unless they were aware of the capacity to create sudden, overwhelming events like this. Upgrading an emergency spillway during extreme drought would be like demanding snow tires.
3 to 5 inches, guys, in such a short period of time, there is going to be more flooding and much more damage.
Watch these videos.
Now I want you to see these fires over here. All the microwave activity happening in here, popcorn flour, all that microwaves from the satellites, I'm thinking. I'm sure if I'm getting it wrong, stuff will tell me. Here you go, look at all those waves. Not good, driving that weather away from the fires. Now you look here, at this weather here, radio waves right in here. Look at them. Look at those waves, driving that weather, that rain and everything away from the fires. Okay, now look over here, more microwaves. Look at that, look at all those waves. Okay, not natural, and look how it's driving that cloud away, and some more popcorn cloud, that's what they're called. Okay, now what I wanted to show you as well is over here, in this system here. Now if you look at the loop, it shows a rectangle at the eye. Okay, they don't do rectangles. Okay, look at this. Squares, rectangles, doesn't happen in nature. Okay, it's round normally. But I'm watching to see what this area is going to do in the future. Not too sure, I'm sure other people that are a bit more experienced in this type of thing will know better than me. But I'm trying to show you what I'm observing on the satellite live from